AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 10 Republicans joined with House Democrats to impeach President Trump for a second time, a first in U.S. history. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Today, in a bipartisan way, the House demonstrated that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. That Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our country, and that once again, we honored our oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help us God.
President Trump released a video condemning last week's deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Hours after President Trump was given a new place in history, the only president to be charged twice with a high crime or misdemeanor, he's called on his supporters to stop the violence.
Today I am calling on all Americans to overcome the passions of the moment and join together as one American people.
Trump didn't comment on his impeachment, but condemned the deadly attack at the Capitol last week.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence.
But experts say this speech sounded like it was aimed at warding off legal exposure for sparking the riot, since a week ago he had called on supporters to fight. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pointedly did not rule out he might eventually vote to convict Trump, but he also did block a quick Senate impeachment trial. In a letter to GOP colleagues, McConnell wrote he's not determined whether Trump should be convicted in the upcoming proceedings. McConnell also issued a statement saying Congress and the government should spend the next week completely focused on facilitating a safe inauguration and an orderly transfer of power to President-elect Joe Biden. This is AP News. There's been a sharp uptick in airline passengers refusing to wear masks, becoming belligerent and violent on recent flights, especially into and from Washington, D.C., ahead of and after the violent attack on the Capitol. In a new policy announced today, the FAA says there will be enforcement, including fines of up to $35,000 and jail time for passengers who assault or threaten crews or other passengers. The entertainment of the Biden inauguration will be on prime time.
Tom Hanks will host the inauguration special that producers say will showcase the American people's resilience, heroism, and unity. Justin Timberlake and Ant Clemens will perform a new song called Better Days that they call a song of hope. Jon Bon Jovi and Demi Lovato are scheduled to perform as well. The special will be shown live on ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, and MSNBC, as well as streamed on several services, including YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.